Welcome aboard, folks, on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in Colorado. I hope it's great wherever you're at and you're enjoying your life and your family and happiness to everyone. Thank you for listening to Your Voice Counts on this very, very special radio station, RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can handle the truth. Our scheduled guest today was supposed to be Dr. Alan Sobrowski, but unfortunately, Alan and his wife came down with food poisoning, so it's very understandable. He certainly doesn't want to be on the radio for an hour. I wish you and your wife all the best, doctor, and hope to get you back on air just as soon as we can. And I hope that's very soon. Again, I hope you get healthy and well very, very quickly. I always start off the show by letting people know why I do this radio show. Is in remembrance of 34 of my mates and 174 others that were wounded, including myself, about what Israel deliberately did on June 8, 1967. We're off the coast of Sinai, and they deliberately attacked our ship in international waters using jet aircraft, motor torpedo boats. They dropped napalm on our ship, over 850 cannon rocket holes, 5,000 armor-piercing projectiles went through our ship, and almost a 40 by 40 foot hole in our starboard side by one of the torpedoes that came off the torpedo boats. There were three torpedo boats. It fired a total of five torpedoes. One unfortunately did hit us and instantly killed 25 Americans and Marines. And I say this with all due respect. I hope it was instantly they were killed. I hope they didn't drown and suffer at all. I hope it was just over for them. But it'll never be over for the crew. It won't be over for me until justice is done. No one should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder, including Israel. To cap it all off, folks, the Israelis, when we were trying to put over our life rafts, we only had three left. We were going to put our most severely wounded in them. But believe me, we had a lot of severely wounded in them, trying to save their lives. They shot those life rafts out of the water. That's exactly right. That's a war crime. Two of them they shot and sank, and one of them they took aboard their boat. One of the torpedo boats, and I understand it's in a museum somewhere in Israel. So, folks, the thing that we have to remember here is this was a crime, not only against our ship, but a crime against the United States of America. When Israel decided to try to sink our ship, they committed war crimes, no doubt. And they committed a war crime against the United States. It was a war. And the United States should have taken care of them and acted appropriately to any hostile country that attacks a flagged American ship in international waters. Folks, please listen to your sponsors. Support your sponsors. We'll be right back with a little bit more news. Then we'll get to our special guest. Thank you.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you, folks, for hanging on, and thank you for supporting the sponsors on this great radio station, RBN. And I wanted to thank RBN. They're the only station out there that, in my view, it's the best station out there, trying to get the truth out. And they've been very kind to me and to the crew of the USS Liberty trying to get the truth out. And I certainly appreciate it very, very much. I mean, it means a lot to me to remember my shipmates and the people that have helped me through the years and tried to get this story out. I thank all of them, and especially RBN. And, you know, RBN is having a pledge drive. So, folks, just go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that, and you can pledge whatever you'd like. And it'd be great to, you know, just keep things going and keep this fine radio station on the air with the quality of people we have and that work at the RBN. Today, our board operator and producer is in the house there in Texas. His name is Dan, and I want to thank Dan. Thank you very much for taking care of the board there and all the calls, and appreciate it very much. And again, thank you, RBN, for everything you've done for the USS Liberty and many other causes. Also, I want to thank Kat and Rick Faber, up in Minnesota, the beautiful voice, that angel voice you hear, that is Kat's. And her husband, Rick, are just outstanding, wonderful people. They do a lot for the USS Liberty, and they get guests. They do just so many different things and line people up. And just, I mean, without her, I don't know what I would do. She's just a real sweet, sweet gal. And Rick's a very lucky man to have such a great woman. And I wish you all, both of you, the best. And thanks again for all you do for this radio station and the songs that you've written for the USS Liberty. Also, I want to thank, of course, James Morris and Ron Kukul and, of course, John Gadusko. Now, John Gadusko is a former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty. he has for many, many years put out a newsletter to crew members and interested people, getting the word out about the USS Liberty and many, many different articles, just not related to USS Liberty, but other interesting articles written by people over the years. And John's last newsletter is going to be tomorrow. And he's just going to take a little easy and lay back for a while. And I don't blame you, John. I'll tell you, you're just a great man. You're a great officer aboard the USS Liberty. And it's very humble of me to call you a friend and a very valued shipmate. John was fortunate enough to get off the ship just before our last cruise when we got hit. Thank God for that, or John might not even be here today. But again, John, thanks for everything you've done. I don't know of anyone else that has done any more to get the truth out for the crew of the USS Liberty than you. God bless you, John. Now, you go to John's website. I'm sure that's still going to stay up. Just go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Also, James Morse has a website, ushijack.com. Go to ushijack.com if you want to find out the latest of what's going on, not just about the USS Liberty, but other issues, but mainly about the USS Liberty. And I thank both these men for having these sites up and their continued interest in the USS Liberty. Now, today, short notice, very short notice, since our good friend Dr. Alan Sobrowski couldn't come on today, we have Stephen Snagowski, the author of The Transparent Cabal, a very intellectual, important person on this planet. Also, we have James Morse, also known as The Heckler. Yes, that's right, folks, The Heckler. That is what he's called by people on ABC News and ABC News and CBS News for interrupting John McCain on Memorial Day. Now, some say that was very inappropriate for him to do on Memorial Day. Well, I wouldn't have gone along with it at all if it wasn't just a campaign speech for Governor Romney, because he was sitting right there on the stage. That's what this whole event was about. It was a campaign rally for Romney. It wasn't just to remember the veterans, and he certainly didn't remember the USS Liberty crew. And when James confronted the senator on that, they yanked him out of there and put him out of the Balboa Park there, the museum. They sent him on his way, told him to get out. He got booed, and soon after that, John McCain called him a jerk. Can you believe that, folks? A jerk for asking a valid question about the USS Liberty and the cover-up and what his father had to do with it. Now, I know this is extreme to do things like this, but listen, we've tried everything else. We've done everything else we can. We've written letters. I mean, what do they want us to do, come and slit our throats on the Capitol steps to get any attention? I mean, listen, there's no statute of limitations on murder of Americans on the high seas. And Israel is not exempt for that. Why should they be? They're still going after war crimes that were committed against their people in World War II. They still want to prosecute them. And they did that during the Nuremberg trials. And just saying you were following orders didn't cut it, folks. It didn't cut it. They got executed. That's what happened to them. For them to say that we were just following orders is BS. I was looking on a site today, and it was just almost comical of the remarks that comes out of Israel and the people that support him, saying that was a mistaken identity. They didn't see our flag. Well, folks, we have it on tape that they knew we were there. They knew we were an American ship, and they attacked us anyway. And to cap it off, rescue aircraft was called back by our own government. They left us out there to die in this two-hour attack, as long as attack on Pearl Harbor. They could hear us screaming for help. They could hear us, folks, and recall the aircraft. Thank you, LBJ. Thank you, McNamara. And thank you, Admiral John S. McCain, former Supreme Commander, Europe Forces in 1967. He's just a big part of this cover-up as his son, John McCain. Now, John McCain spent a lot of time in a prison camp, and I respect him for his service during war. I certainly do. But I wish him no harm. I hope he's completely recovered from that. I know he's broke both of his legs or both of his arms and one of his legs, and he was hit in the head with a butt of a gun and all those terrible, terrible things that happened to the man. But he did serve his country in the United States Navy, and I do respect him for that. But we're miles apart on this issue about the USS Liberty. Now, if we're lying, if the survivors are lying, get us in front of Congress like we begged you to do. Get us in front of Congress and grill us and see if we're lying. Now, you won't do that, will you? The reason you won't do it is because you're in the hip pocket of AIPAC, ADL, and every other Israeli Jewish organization out there that you pander to. Now, America comes first in my eyes, no other country. You should listen to George Washington's farewell address. America comes first, nobody else. You can be friends with everybody, but don't pander to some just one country and make them a superpower, which you've done since 1948. Israel is a superpower with over 300 nukes. They have submarines floating around God knows where with nuclear-tipped missiles on them. So, folks, if you think the only enemies we have in the world are the Muslims, you're completely wrong, because I don't believe that. We fought the Iraq War for one reason, all for the benefit of Israel. And that's a fact, and that country is still in shambles today. It's a mess. It's a mess, folks. We need better leadership, and we need accountability in our Congress, the people we elect. They work for us. We don't work for them. Now, in the latest news that I'm going to bring up my guests, there's been a lot of divestments in retirement funds from Caterpillar because of them, the Caterpillar selling weaponized type caterpillars that bulldoze and destroy homes and kill people. Mainly one of them is Rachel Corrie. TIAA and CREF deinvested its capital in Caterpillar, which is around $100 million. They took right away from them to protest what they're doing in Palestine and what they did to Rachel Corrie. Code Pink, the Rachel Corrie Foundation, many other people are behind this. And God bless you for doing it, folks. It's about time somebody stood up to Caterpillar and says, no more. We're not going to be a part of this, killing innocent people. Also, in the Washington Times, I believe it was, or New York Times, one of the newspapers, I'll be right back, folks, and then we'll bring our guests up, and I'll finish up my little dialogue here. But support your sponsors on RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can handle the truth. We'll see you in just a minute, folks. Thank you.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for, we got a little run here, and then we're going to take a 33-minute or about an 18-minute run. But I was just talking about what came out in the paper about what Israel and the United States did hand in hand by using this virus called the flame. And I didn't read the whole article, but there's another virus they did to Iran, which is, an act of war. But before I go any further, I want to make sure that Dr. Snigowski is here, and also the jerk, James Morse. Are you guys there?
Sure. I'm here. I'm here, too.
Who wants to take off first?
I'll let Steven Seagal.
I was like, James, why don't you do it? You're up on all these things.
Well, sure. I was going to give it to my good friend Steven Seagal, like we did on Press TV last time together, but... No worries. Phil, first of all, thanks for your kind words about what I did on Memorial Day with John McCain. And I just noticed that Tom Murphy of RepresentativePress.org, who kindly made the YouTube, which included comments by myself and you as well. It was a great 1-2 punch. That YouTube has over 12,000 views already in just a few days. And I wanted to thank Tom Murphy for doing that. And you can go, it's up at the top of ushijacked.com right now as well. First of all, what I'd also like to say is I'm very glad that good friend Steven Stagoski was able to come on there at such short notice in such dangerous times. Steve and I had a conversation about current events just before he came on air. And some of the things that we can touch upon, I was just pulling up an AP article, actually, and it just moved a couple hours ago. Might as well have been a couple of years ago. The neocons have been going after Syria for that long, if not longer. And anyway, it says Turkey threatens action after Syria shoots down jet. That's the headline. Turkey threatens action after Syria downs jet. Now, that's very concerning because I want to tie that in with Steve with regard to what he had written in his excellent The Transparent Cabal book, which he can elaborate on. And I also drew attention for Steve to the article that recently moved. I think it appeared in the Jerusalem Post as well. I've got it linked over at ushijacked.com. And you can find it. if you do a search for Russia Today, James Morris, the Russia Today crosstalk appearance I had comes up, and Steve Sagoski had written an excellent article about that, which still applies. And at the bottom of that article, there's a link for this Jerusalem Post article. And with that, I'll give the floor to Steve and Phil, and thanks for having us on, Phil.
Well, I just wanted to comment on the Syrian piece that you just referred to that is mentioned in the Jerusalem Post, and also the Chasadovsky article.
Right.
In my catbird seat website. Well, it's very important, I think, because those who argue that Israel really doesn't support the removal of the Assad regime assume that believe that Assad would only be replaced by an Islamist state that would be strongly opposed to Israel. So the argument is, naturally, Israel wouldn't really be pushing for the overthrow of Assad if his replacement would even be more anti-Israel. But this article points out that the fact of the matter is there might be an effort to fragment Syria. There would not be an Islamic state. It would be a divided country among the Druze, the Alawites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. This one focused on the Kurdish resistance. And they're the ones who are sort of on the sidelines at the moment, but propose a federalized, fragmented state, which they give as one reason for having it, that as a result there would be no powerful Islamic opposition to Israel. That would almost be like a buffer state for Israel. It would advance the interest of Israel. And this is, of course, the positions that have been put forth by the Israeli Likudniks in the past, going back to Oded Yanon in the 1980s, that Israeli security would be enhanced by the fragmentation of its enemies.
And Steve, that's exactly what you convey in your Transparent Cabal book.
Yes, right. So I bring that up. You know, I rely on Yanon, the clean break agenda. You know, it's been picked up by the neocons. But this looks like a clear example of what, you know, of what could take place, which would definitely improve the situation for Israel along the lines projected by Oded Yanon in the early 1980s. And, of course, this is sort of idea circulated in Israel for many years prior to that time.
So basically what we're talking about is having a prolonged civil war.
Civil war or just a couple little statelets.
Right.
Weak statelets.
Kind of like what Joe Biden wanted to do for Iraq, right?
Yes, yes. And, of course, in Iraq we have the Kurds, we have the, you know, the Sunnis and the Shiites, you know, to have them fighting among each other, or even a divided country certainly will weaken
folks, I hear that music. I hear the music coming on, so we're going to take a short break here. Thank you both. Interesting conversation. Remember, folks, support your sponsors on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. Thank you. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product. product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
That the ship moved farther out to sea.
Here we go for a pretty good long run, 17, 18 minutes, something like that. And I wanted to remind folks about my book, and I also want to get the good doctor to let people know how to get his book. What I saw that day is what I wrote with Mark Glenn. You can call 888-698-8706, 888-698-8706. It's called What I Saw That Day. Let them know you heard it on this radio program. You'll get a discount, I'm sure. Now, just before the break, now I talked a day or two ago with James about this, and then I would like both of you to elaborate on it. We do have one caller on the line, Rachel in Los Angeles, and Rachel, don't hang up. We'll get to you. But okay, here we have an election in Egypt. I know this isn't we're not going right back to Syria, but we had an election in Egypt, and the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, looks like they won, and their candidate has not been recognized as of yet. I don't think so, because of Israel. And the United States doesn't want that, and the military doesn't want it, because then the spigot stops, the money stops. They quit, you know, these guys aren't going to be driving their Mercedes anymore or have their townhomes. And now we got Hamas that was duly elected by the people of in Palestine, and the United States and Israel and nobody else will recognize that legitimate election. Now we just had an election in Russia, where Vladimir Putin was given his old job back, and there were riots in the street, millions of people. They didn't want him to be president anymore. But our president was just over there recognizing Vladimir Putin. Now, distinguish between legitimate and non-legitimate when people still protest and they want their candidate to be seated and it doesn't happen. Now, do you see any rhyme or reason to that? Either one of you can pick up on that.
I'll let Steve weigh in on that.
Well, of course, there's the media in our country, you know, identifies with the dissidents who hold sort of liberal, secular views in line with American liberals. These are the liberal interventionists who in recent years in regard to the Middle East and Russia have been aligned with the neocons, even though they may have different reasons for taking such positions. So it seems like many of the humanitarian liberals, you know, they do see Putin as being an authoritarian leader, which is probably true, but it's also probably true that he has a majority of the voters in the country actually support him. You know, not the sophisticates, the liberal westernized people in Moscow or St. Petersburg, but the people around in the rural areas and the poorer cities of Russia tend to vote for him. Of course, the same thing in Egypt. The actual Arab Spring seemed to have been brought about in large part by sort of secularist westernizers who lived primarily in the cities of Cairo and Alexandria. But yes, they were on TV, they got television coverage, they could speak English, they were on the internet and had handheld devices and such. However, the majority of the people who live in Egypt aren't like them whatsoever. Many of them actually are very strong Muslims. They all voted for large percentages of them voted for the Muslim Brotherhood candidate. Well, many of the humanitarian liberals don't particularly like that now, as, of course, the neocons don't particularly care for it because they see the Muslim Brotherhood as being hostile toward Israel. The alternative was basically someone who represented the old Mubarak regime. Now, many of the secularists, from what I see reading the paper, although they were against the Mubarak regime, a certain percentage of them actually voted for the Mubarak candidate because he was considered to them, they were fearful of a Islamic government. So it's a complicated situation, but sometimes our media tends to identify with people who are like them, or I guess they always do, people who are like them rather than the majority of the people in a particular country.
Steve, I think that's a very valid point you make about that, because I think we saw similar happening in Iran. You know, our media base.
Oh, yes, it was identifying with, and there, too, I think there was a convergence between the liberal humanitarians and the neocons. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do, with the Green Revolution, quote-unquote, where our media tried to depict the Green Revolution in the cities, as you'd mentioned, in Egypt, in Tehran, as having the majority when if you took a look at the rural areas and the poor and whatnot, they were supporters of Ahmadinejad, who had actually won that election. But in our media, because it's so pro-Israel biased and was supporting the Green Revolution, you know, in effect, Ahmadinejad was demonized, and we see the neocons who were supporting that Green Revolution, as you indicated, you know, weren't happy with the result there either. But I think what's also important with Egypt to look at is you have a situation with Egypt that basically goes back to the Camp David Accords, when Egypt had been bought off to play ball with Israel. And that actually got Sadat assassinated. And that was, the co-founder of Al-Qaeda. It actually goes back to Azam, who was a displaced Palestinian in the West Bank who founded Al-Qaeda, and then he didn't have the military backing, and he had bin Laden take over. And the good doctor, Ayman al-Zahari, was an Egyptian. And that was one of the reasons that Sadat had been assassinated. He'd done the Camp David Accords with Menachem Begin, facilitated by President Jimmy Carter, of course. And because Sadat had basically sold out the Palestinians in the Camp David Accords. He'd gotten rid of the Israelis or negotiated to have them leave the Sinai and all that. But that had happened, you know, as well. Sadat was assassinated. And that was all because Egypt and Sadat had sold out the Palestinians. So going back to what Steve had just mentioned here about what's going on in Egypt, you have the Muslim Brotherhood, as Phil had mentioned. You know, we've got people taken to the streets, especially members of the Muslim Brotherhood who think that the SCAF, the Egyptian security forces associated with the Egyptian military, have basically, you know, hijacked the election. They've tried to dissolve parliament, and they've, in effect, before the president, election for the president took place there, they stripped him of his power. So even if the Islamic, well, the Muslim Brotherhood president takes office, he apparently is not going to have much of power anyway.
Just be more or less a figurehead.
Exactly. But this all goes back to Israel, because like you said, Steve, the pro-Israel crowd, the Israel First is in America, do not like the Muslim Brotherhood having any kind of power in Egypt, because guess where Hamas came from? Hamas came from the Muslim Brotherhood, but also Hamas was also set up by Israel to challenge Fatah, you know, the PLO. So that's a whole other story we could get into. But what is also very concerning, and Phil had touched on this earlier in the program, is I just pulled up an article on the Internet, and it's about the new book that's just come out by David Sanger of the New York Times, and it's called Confront and Conceal, David E. Sanger. And there's an author who's written several books on Iraq, Thomas E. Ricks. I think he wrote for the Washington Post, if he doesn't still. And he has a review of this book. And what's so interesting in this review, I just skimmed it. I'll put it up at ushijack.com later after the show. He talks about a rift that was going on between the Obama administration and the generals at the Pentagon over Iran and using the cyber warfare in effect with the Stuxnet virus and this new flame virus as well. And that Thomas Donilon, who had taken over for General James Jones, who was the former National Security Advisor I'd actually been in touch with as well before he became National Security Advisor for President Obama, he was actually against war with Iran, and he ended up leaving. And Thomas Donilon took his position. And the problem with that is Thomas Donilon is in with the Israel lobby, AIPAC, and its spinoff, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, WINEP. Anyway, this article, this review of this book, Confront and Conceal by David Sanger, again, Thomas Ricks has written this review for the New York Times, says that Donilon was in the basement with leading this team of Netanyahu's house going through the intelligence and how to go about doing a cyber warfare against the Iranians, which generals at the Pentagon had resisted. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you who's running the show, apparently, with our government, and that's the Israel lobby.
James, that's been the case since 1948, and especially in 1967, it really took off. And listen, it's a very interesting conversation, but Rachel's been on the line a long time, and I want to make sure her call gets in. So, Rachel, please make your comments, and welcome aboard. Your voice counts. I guess Rachel is gone.
Well, I hope you didn't lose.
Hello?
No, she's there. She's there. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm here.
No, okay, no. Rachel, thanks for hanging on. Saying,
can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, this is so interesting. I could just listen for hours about all this. This is, first of all, Phil, you and James did a wonderful, wonderful job sticking it to, first of all, that, okay, I want to give out this tiny URL because it shows James confronting John McCain. And then you were weighing in on it and stuff. It's a great video. It's a tiny URL, McCain Confronted, and tinyurl.com / McCain Confronted. Everybody, it's just a wonderful video. Steven Snodowski, I agree with you 100% that the rebels actually are working for the Mossad, and the timing couldn't have been better. As, you know, Obama had put troops in Israel because Netanyahu, they're still trying to push us into Syria. Obama's kind of prolonging it. I don't think he really wants to do it, but he's kind of between a rock and a hard place.
Doesn't want to irritate the Israel lobby too much.
Exactly.
He wants a second term. As much as I don't like Obama, I don't want Romney more. So, you know, also, I love Vladimir Putin. I just love Mother Russia. If it's, you know, they're the ones that might be the favorite.
Tomorrow is the 200th anniversary of Napoleon's invasion of Russia, June 24th, 1812.
Wow.
Didn't work too well for Napoleon.
Well, Steve, you know what? Rachel, thanks so much for your call, and you're very sweet to mention that URL where I confronted McCain. I mean, it's tinyurl.com/McCainConfronted, as you mentioned. And,
yes.
And Ray, just to mention, Rachel's an ardent supporter of Your Voice Counts. She's a patriot. She calls up C-SPAN's Washington Journal wherever she can to make her voice heard, and she's just a true patriot and an Israel and a, you know, America firster all the way. But
not an Israeli firster.
I said that on press TV once. You know, Phil pointed that out. But anyway, what I wanted to say here, which is very interesting, Steve had also mentioned the point about the liberal interventionists in Syria. First of all, before I go into that quickly, I wanted to give a shout out to Jesse Ponce in Hawaii, who was very kind to take that Russia Today appearance that I had about Syria, and Steve Sagoski had written an excellent article about that too. And anyway, he had put it on Hawaii Public Access Television, and it's repeated several times already. So Jesse, I know you're listening. Thank you so much for doing that. And I'd also like to give a shout out real quick to David Strader, who has an excellent YouTube channel, and he's got that crosstalk broadcast that I was on linked there, along with interviews with Phil and other YouTubes. And you can get to that by going to tinyurl.com/badbearness, B-E-A-R-N-E-S-S. But I think what's really important to discuss here as well, while we've got Steve as an expert on this, with what he's written in his Transparent Cabal book, is how the neocons had so much influence in getting these liberal interventionists on board, not only in Libya, which was basically setting the stage for Syria, but how they seem to have us going towards intervention with Syria. And you'd mentioned Putin, Rachel. I'm not saying I was a supporter of Russia during the communist days, okay? But right now the neocons can't stand him because he's opposed to the resolutions against Iran and Syria, which would have basically laid the foundation for a Libya-type intervention in Syria. What do you think about that, Steve?
Oh, I think that's definitely true. They probably have other... I think they have other reasons, too, but definitely this is a significant one.
Well, Steve, I think your article that you wrote about that, I don't want to blow my horn here about that Russia Today appearance I had, but that article, I still sent it out over at Twitter through my No War for Israel Twitter address, that one you'd written about the Israel lobby pushing Syrian regime change to weaken Iran. I think that still applies.
Oh, yes, that's a key thing. In other words, my thinking then was even if an Islamic regime took over Syria, at the present time, from Israel's perspective, it would be preferred over having a country that would be allied with Iran aiding Hezbollah.
Right.
That it wouldn't be ideal from Israel's point of view, but it would be better than what exists. Of course, this fragmentation scheme, that would be ideal for all time for Israel, and it would be the case even if, as you said, maybe all these groups will be fighting among each other. Well, that would be good from Israel's perspective, as would be the case if these were just four or five separate statelets, statelets.
Steve, I agree with that, and I want to have Phil weigh in on this, too. What I saw that was most interesting in the news recently on Russia Today, it seems like we get the best news on RT.com, not saying it doesn't have its own propaganda for Russia, but what media outlet doesn't? I mean, has anybody watched Fox News lately to see the neocon propaganda from there? But what was really interesting, they had an interview with one of the Hamas officials, and he was on record now talking with Paula Slayer, the RT correspondent, and you can find this over at RT.com. And she was asking him about how the head of Hamas was actually taking the side of the Syrian rebels against Assad in Syria, who'd been such a supporter of Hamas, and of course, you know, Iran has as well, and that's what you just mentioned, the neocons and the rest of the pro-Israel lobby really want to take down Syria and Iran. because they support the enemies of Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah, and you convey that in your Transparent Cabal book as well. But the bottom line to it, what is your take on that, Steve? You've got, not only are we having, strife between the various ethnic...
Here comes that music, gentlemen. We'll pick this up on the other side. Folks, very interesting conversation. And again, support your sponsors and RBN. They'd be happy to take any order you got. Real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. We'll be right back, excuse me. And if it just sucks, bye-bye.
Hey, John, we were kind of wondering
what?
We knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say...
The answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for the last few minutes of the radio show. And thank you again, Kat, for that beautiful, beautiful voice and all your support. And also, John Gadesco, sir, thank you very, very much for your newsletter. It's going to be sorely missed by many, many people. And you, sir, are a officer and a gentleman, no doubt about it, and a good friend. And I appreciate all you've done for the USS Liberty crew. And I know that you'll continue your website and on and on, and I wish you all the best, you and your wife, where you can just relax and have fun with the kids, grandkids, or whatever. And also, I wanted to ask you two fine gentlemen here very quickly, this Turkish jet being shot down by Syria, we know Syria's got the weapons to do it, to shoot down a jet aircraft, and I think this is a very, very, very serious situation, not only to shoot down a Turkish aircraft. We don't need Turkey and Syria fighting each other when Turkey right now is trying to extradite the criminals that killed 9 people aboard the Turkey ship last year. And it is, to me, as James always say, concerning. It is very, it's scary to me. what could happen between these two countries, and I think Israel would love to see it happen. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to let Steve weigh in on that, too. I just want to just quickly finish because I wanted to get Steve's take on this, too, Phil. And first of all, thanks so much to Kat, the producer of offsite producer of Your Voice Counts. She's just an invaluable asset to the program. We couldn't do what we do on the show. You couldn't do what you do so excellently on the show either without her help. She's just, she's great. And also with regard to John's newsletter, I'm going to miss that, John Gadeska's newsletter. I'm going to miss that very much. If people can go to his website, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty, and he'll keep that updated, of course. But what I was saying before the break, and I'm going to quickly finish so Steve can weigh in before the end of the show, was, Steve, isn't it interesting how one of the main goals of the Israel lobby, the neocons, AIPAC, and all that, was to go after Iraq and now Syria based on the clean break, which you discussed in the Transparent Cabal. But that was also because Iran was supporting the enemies of Israel in Hamas and Hezbollah. But I saw in that RT interview I mentioned before the break that Hamas is kind of wobbling on its support for Syria because they're supporting the Sunni rebels that are opposed to the Shiite, Alawite sect of Shiite Islam that Assad's associated with, and of course Iran is associated with Shia as well. I thought that was very interesting. It shows that strategy it seems to be working.
Oh yes, it's working, and it just reflects the correct assessment made by Israeli strategists, Likudnik strategists, that there are all these divisions and potential divisions in the Arab Islamic world.
Exactly.
You know, ethnicity, I mean, Hamas, they're Arab. They're Sunni. So they feel it's necessary to stand with their people. Even though Syria has, the Assad regime has helped them because they serve as an enemy of Israel.
Steve, but weigh in on what Steve's question, or not Steve, on Phil's question. I think it's very relevant with regard to what might happen as a result of Syria shooting down that Turkish plane. Now, of course, Syria has been intervening, and Turkey has been intervening in Syria. I mentioned that in a Crosstalk appearance, and you can get to that tinyurl.com/James Morris on Crosstalk, and you can see the excellent article that you'd written about that.
Hey, James, here comes the music. I just want to thank both of you for coming on air today on very, very short notice. And thank you, RBN. We'll have you back, Steve. Dr. Steve, I appreciate it very much. James, you're always going to be there for me. I appreciate that. And thank you, RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. And also, thank you, Dan. You did a heck of a job today. I appreciate it. Take care. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye-bye.
The next